comes from the 7th chapter of the writings of the prophet Isaiah.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They lived in a land of shadows, but now light is shining on them. You have given them great joy. Lord, you have made them happy. They rejoice in what you have done, as people rejoice when they harvest grain. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. His royal power will continue to grow. His kingdom will always be at peace, basing his power on right and justice from now until the end of time. The Lord Almighty is determined to do all this.
Today's gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3. At that time, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. So John went throughout the whole territory of the Jordan River, preaching, "Turn away from your sins and be baptized, and God will forgive your sins." As it is written in the book of the prophet Isaiah, "Someone is shouting in the desert, 'Get the road ready for the Lord. Make a straight path for him to travel.' Every valley must be filled up, every hill and mountain leveled off. The winding roads must be made straight, and the rough places made smooth. The whole human race will see God's salvation." Well, the people's hopes began to rise, and they began to wonder whether John perhaps might be the Messiah. So John said to all of them, "I baptize you with water, but someone is coming who is much greater than I am. I am not good enough even to untie his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. He has his winnowing shovel with him to thresh out all the grain and gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn the chaff in a fire that never goes out." In many different ways, John preached the good news to the people and urged them to change their ways. Let me suggest a glass half full perspective. While this pandemic has taken away some familiar customs, it also presents us with an opportunity to focus on what's essential. That's the theme of my series for this church season of Advent this year. What are the basic messages that Christmas presents to us? What messages should we take from the Nativity? And what messages should we share because of it? On the first Sunday of Advent, I suggested that at root, one of the most basic messages of the Nativity is that God returns to us. Last Sunday, we considered the significance of the term incarnation, that in Jesus Christ, we see God in the flesh, so to speak. Well, here's another word that takes on important meaning on this, the third Sunday of Advent. And that word is prepare. Prepare. Now, to various degrees, we've all been preparing for this holiday season. I'll bet that some of you have already prepared and sent a letter to Santa. Perhaps you've prepared all the gifts on your giving list, having bought and wrapped and mailed the parcels. Maybe you've prepared your home with festive lights and holiday ornaments, fragrant candles and garlands and wreaths. Perhaps your Christmas cards are all prepared and just awaiting the postage stamps. You might have prepared your shopping list so that you can whip up those special foods without which Christmas just wouldn't be Christmas in your home. Each of us has our own list of ways that we prepare for Christmas. But Advent proclaims another way we are to prepare. And that message comes from a biblical figure who we've all heard of, who had a very minor role in the Christmas story. Not Mary, not Joseph, not an innkeeper or an angel. It was John the Baptist. Now, long before John earned the nickname the Baptist, he made a brief appearance in the Christmas story, unnamed at first. Here's what happened. When Mary learned from the angel that she would bear a child who would be called the Son of the Most High God, Mary hurried off to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who was also pregnant. When Mary shared her news with Elizabeth, Elizabeth told her that the baby inside her moved with joy. That baby would be named John. In adulthood, John became an itinerant preacher, traveling from place to place throughout the Jordan River Valley. And his message could be summed up in one word: prepare. He urged people, prepare for the coming of God's promised Savior. Prepare by turning away from your sins. Repent. Prepare by changing your ways. Yes, John the Baptist announced to all who would listen, prepare. In life, there are some events that we cannot prepare for, but most of the time we want to be prepared if we possibly can. So if you wanted to get your first driver's license, you'll prepare by studying the rules of the road and you'll spend hours and hours practicing behind the wheel. If you're going to take a college entrance exam or the bar exam, you'll spend hours and days and weeks preparing for it. If you're of Medicare age, the recent annual open enrollment period was an opportunity to prepare for the year ahead by studying your options, as we all heard from numerous commercials over the past many weeks. And if you're expecting house guests, you'll probably prepare by spending some amount of time getting your home ready so they know that they are welcomed. There are many situations in life in which someone prepares the way for one who is to come. So if you go to hear a comedian or a pop star or a country act or a rock group, first, you can expect a warm-up act intended to prepare the audience for the featured performer. Or if a high-level political figure travels domestically or internationally, an advance team prepares for the trip by scouting out the venues to determine logistics and security issues. Well, we might think of John the Baptist as an advance man for the ministry of Jesus. John said that his role was to prepare the people for the one who was to come. And the way that people were to prepare? Well, in Luke chapter 3, verse 3, he says plainly, turn away from your sins and be baptized, and God will forgive your sins. Now, in John's thinking, being baptized was a person's way of signaling that they were sincere in wanting to turn away from selfish, self-centered, sinful behavior. That's how John got the nickname of the Baptist or the Baptizer. He was that inspiring, life-changing preacher who urged people to signal their commitment by submitting to the ritual of baptism. Now, although John's ministry occurred many years after the birth of Jesus, we remember John's ministry especially at Christmas time. Why? Because in entering our world through the birth of Jesus, God signals the desire to rescue us, to save us from the consequence of our self-centered, sinful thinking and deeds. The birth of Jesus announces God's desire to forgive us, not because we deserve it, not because God owes it to us, but simply by God's grace. The birth of Jesus calls us to prepare our lives so we are ready to welcome Christ's, to welcome God's presence, so we are ready to seek God's will. So, John preached to the crowds, as the 18th verse of Luke chapter 3 records, in many different ways, John preached the good news to the people and urged them to change their ways. In this season of Advent, we too are called to change our ways. There's a song that we often hear and sing at this time of the year that includes this urgent plea. Let every heart prepare him room. Does that sound familiar? In effect, that's what John the Baptist preached. Let every heart prepare him room. We're called to change our ways so that we make way for God to shape our thoughts. To change our ways so that we make way for God to guide what we say. We make way for God to direct our actions. We make way for God to fill our hearts. We're called to change our ways so that we give others the kind of thoughtful, respectful, helpful treatment that we ourselves hope to receive. We're called to change our ways to choose what's good for the world rather than thinking only of what's good for us. Through the preaching of John the Baptist, we hear the call to prepare by making room in our hearts to receive God's rescuing, saving grace. Preparing by changing our ways. That's a basic message of Christmas for us, as we prepare for the nativity of Jesus Christ.